share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. As an entrepreneur, you want to and you need to find your vision for your business, and you have to set your goals for that business, and then you have to make it all happen. Well, here now with his take on how to do so is Ray Zinn. He's just completed an amazing 37-year tenure as founder and CEO of a leading microchip company, Micro, and he's now sharing the secrets of his success as the author of Tough Things First. Ray, what prompted you to write this book?
About 1984, about 5 years after I started the company, some people said, you better keep good notes because at some point you're going to have to write the story. So I did. Here I am 37 years later having written the book. And it's, I think, a good thing to be able to put down what you've learned and be able to share it with others. And that was what prompted me to do it.
Well, coincidentally, I bought your book. And I have your book in front of me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm on page 26 so far, so I must admit I haven't finished reading it. What do you mean by tough things first, Ray?
What I learned early on, even as a young person, was, you know, if you're going to be able to be successful, you have to be able to get rid of those things you don't like doing, because they're going to take up a lot of your mind share if you don't. So you'll be worrying about it all day, you'll be procrastinating on and on, and until you have that ability to do those tough things, very first thing, get them out of the way, your day is going to be less efficient. So I learned that by doing the tough things first, that I increased my efficiency by almost 30%.
Griff, what did we talk about earlier today? A different author. Oh, we didn't speak to him on the show, Ray, but a fella, his last name is Rock. I think it's David Rock.
Yeah.
Believes that we should do the tough things first and get them out of the way as well. See, Griff, this is an omen. This is very important, I think, to becoming successful. In your book, you talk about loving the things you hate. Why is this important?
Well, again, it goes back to doing the tough things first. If you can learn to do the things you don't like doing, then those things become then good or easy things for you to do. Because generally, the things you don't like doing are the things you really should do. Now, we're talking about doing good things you don't like doing, not bad things. But certainly, if you can learn to love the good things that you don't like doing, like exercising, eating regularly, getting to bed early and waking up early, and doing those things which are good for you, you're going to be a much happier and better person.
Hmm. I'll buy that.
So, Griff, going to the gym in the morning and riding your bike to work?
I do those regularly.
You do those regularly.
I do.
So that's good.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So,
I have no problem with eating regularly either, so. I'm always surprised that people have a problem with that.
Well, they do.
Yeah, I know. I've run into them. Yes, it's true. What's with the title?
Well, the title is, again, the definition of doing the things you don't like doing, or the tough things first.
Right, okay, so yeah,
it goes to what we were just talking about.
So being Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, and knowing that our audience are primarily eBay sellers, a lot of whom want to grow their business, what advice would you give to these up-and-coming entrepreneurs?
Well, notwithstanding doing the tough things first, never give up. Never, ever, ever give up.
Hmm.
Be relentless. And just hang in there. You're going to have ups and downs, because that's just the way life is. You know, peaks and valleys in your business are just natural. And the tendency sometimes to give up when things get going difficult is what you want to overcome. You know, they say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. So never give up. Hang in there. Never quit.
So
good advice.
What would you say to people who use the expression, close enough for government work?
That's expediency, and if you're trying to build a quality product and run a quality business, you want to be worrying about the little things too, not just the big things. And so close enough for government work is really being sloppy, and I don't know of a successful business that runs a sloppy operation. let's not do it that way. Let's be consistent and produce good quality. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing well.
And you know, we're speaking to one of the big guys today, Ray Zinn, founder of Micro. And some of you listening may think, well, what has this got to do with me? It has everything to do with you.
Well, he ran a business.
Everything to do with you. You're running a business on eBay.
Yeah.
You're making a business out of it.
You can't run a business for 37 years and not have learned something.
And just through the page 26 of this book, this man is all about excellence and of course, chapter one starts off with standing naked in the bathroom of a cattle ranch office will make a person contemplate the value of self-discipline. You've got to read this book because he does give us some interesting insight into himself as well.
You.
So you say that true entrepreneurs love doing the tough and mundane things because it completes their vision. Give us an example of that.
Okay, so if you think about your business plan, you know, the one you're putting together to run your eBay business, it's difficult. I mean, it's not easy to put together a plan, and it's mundane, and it's something that we all, you know, detest doing, you know, organizing ourselves. But it's so important to be organized, to keep a clean desk, as you would, and just be prepared to deal with those difficult things that are going to come up in your business. And anybody that runs a business, I just have to take my hat off to them, because you know they're gambling, they're risk takers, and there's so many things that are mundane in your daily activities. But if you don't do the mundane tasks, the big ones are going to get you too.
Yeah, it's true.
What do you mean by this? Management by walking around prevents every problem from looking like a crisis.
Well, you know, if you just sit at your desk and stare at your computer, and of course, you know, this day and age, it's hard not to be on our cell phones or being on our computers, you're going to miss out, because, you know, get your eyes above your screen and look out and see what's going on. And many of you out there are individual entrepreneurs, and just to hide behind your screen you're going to miss out. You're going to miss the nuances of what really is going to make your business successful.
And what would you say to the eBay entrepreneurs who are listening to us right now, whose family kind of poo-poos what they're doing, especially the new eBay sellers, thinking it's not a real business? What would you say to these people?
You need the support of your family. I'm not going to deny that. But again, you know, you have to garner your own faith and your own strength and move forward. And you're going to get a lot of naysayers. And people are going to tell you, oh, you're not going to make it. That's a dumb idea. And in fact, you know, statistics show that more people think you're going to fail than think you're going to win. And it's a shame if your family's not behind you. But if they're not and you think you have a good program, stick with it, because you're going to make them fools when they see how successful you are. So, you know, and I applaud all those eBay entrepreneurs out there. They're trying to make a difference, because they're what America's all about.
You've got that right. It's, if you look at the statistics, there's well over, I think, 60% now of new business startups are home businesses, even more so probably now. That was a couple of years ago. So you also say that bureaucracy exists to keep people from doing dumb things. So tell us about that.
Well, you hate to think about the bureaucracy as part of your business, but there is things you have to comply with. I mean, at eBay, there are a lot of rules that you have to comply with, and you have to be able to deal with it and live with it and not poo-poo it. And they're there to protect you. So, you know, the bureaucracy is there to help us, but it shouldn't be a stumbling block, or it shouldn't, you know, prevent us from being creative. But we do have to follow the rules.
Yeah, and they're there for a reason, as you said. So
absolutely.
A lot of people think they can shortcut, but it doesn't work well. So surrounding yourself with bright people does not eliminate the need for details. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, the detail, so I say the devil's in the details, as the saying goes, and if you ignore the details of your business, like monitoring your cash flow and taking care of those quality problems you might have in your business, you're going to fail. And so, you know, don't overlook the details of your business. You know, my nephew, you know, starting out his business, and he made the mistake of just believing that the product was going to come in perfect without any quality problems, and his product went out to his customers, and he had failures, and that really hurt him bad. But he was too willing to believe that the product that he was going to receive was perfect, and it's just not that way. So, you know, watch the quality of your product because it's going to come back to bite you.
One of the things that I've noticed, Ray, with new entrepreneurs is they don't do cash flow projections. And they, you know, I can tell you 6 months from now what my cash is going to look like. I mean, I'm estimating a couple of things, of course, like last year's sales and things of this sort. That is so important to people. I'd like to have you back on to talk about, you know, handling your cash flow and how to project your cash flow. That would be a good segment, I think, for our eBay sellers. I'd like to talk about, where can we get your book? I got it on eBay, Ray.
There you go.
I found it on eBay. It's called Tough Things First by Ray Zinn, Z-I-N-N, founder of Michael.
This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. Give us a ring at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
As an eBay Radio listener, you've heard about Reply Manager, now an Excelco product. Maybe you're already using Reply Manager to manage your customer support messages, but you're still looking for a way to manage feedback. Excelco is excited to announce High Five, a free tool designed to automatically encourage positive feedback. If you receive negative feedback, High Five instantly alerts you so you can resolve the issue right away. Together, Reply Manager and High Five help you manage your relationships with your customers from the beginning of each transaction until its successful end. And right now, you can get a special package deal for both of them just in time for the holidays. Try Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay. That's Reply Manager and High Five free for 15 days at replymanager.com/eBay.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports, too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at CampaignGo.com. That's CampaignGo.com.
When it comes to shipping, efficiency is everything. You need a powerful tool that works with you to streamline the process. Endesha lets you purchase postage and print shipping labels right from the desktop of your PC or Mac. They offer the best possible USPS rates and help you build your brand with easy customization of your shipping labels. Endesha imports orders and shipping information directly from eBay. Then, post back tracking numbers so you and your customers can track packages at a glance. Endesha even offers delivery status notifications. And for those occasional returns, Endesha lets you create and print out return labels without paying for postage until a label is actually used. They also can automatically refund postage for unused labels. Try it free for 30 days at Endesha.com.